Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. As the Rim Fire continues to burn, there are good things to report and bad things to report. Containment is up to 20%, but the fire has charred about 161,000 acres, 21,000 of those inside Yosemite. As the fire climbs into higher elevations, crews can do battle from above, but a little spark traveling in the wind or from one treetop to another makes it nigh on impossible to get a handle on this monster. Bjorn Fredrickson of the U.S. Forest Service explains.
You know, with the weather, the dry fuels, spot fires are starting up to a mile away from the main fire front as embers are blown in the wind across those lines.
The terrain is difficult and dangerous, and after the deaths of 19 firefighters in Arizona this summer, Groveland District Ranger Maggie Dowd says crews are exercising extreme caution.
This canyon has taken some lives in the past. And it's just amazing right now that we have just a safety record. I mean, we've had some minor injuries, a dislocated shoulder, otherwise poison oak, bee stings, knock on wood.
The White House has promised to help pay for the cost of fighting the Rim Fire, but Governor Jerry Brown, visiting the scene yesterday, noted this is just the kind of thing that justifies maintaining a sizable reserve in the state budget, so, quote, when the unexpected happens, we're ready for it. If you're planning to take one last summer vacation in the San Francisco Bay Area for Labor Day weekend, stay away from the Bay Bridge. It's closing tomorrow night at 8 and staying closed through the beginning of next week as Caltrans decommissions the old eastern span and christens the new one. People who don't live in the Bay Area may be taken by surprise seeing what this will mean for traffic everywhere else in the region, and there will be tourists. You've got the America's Cup races on the Bay and a critical mass biking event Friday on the waterfront. There will be extra BART trains and ferries. Nonetheless, whatever your weekend plans, leave early and breathe deeply. The Associated Press reports the federal government is fighting with itself over who's in charge of figuring out what happened with the massive fire at the Chevron refinery in Richmond last year, the one that sent 15,000 people to local hospitals with respiratory ailments. In one corner is the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board. In the other is the Environmental Protection Agency. Both are conducting investigations. Both agencies want the same witness statements, and they've taken their spat to court in San Francisco. Voters in Ojai, east of Santa Barbara, decide today whether to buy out the private company that provides their water. As Chris Richard reports, this little city is one of a number across the nation that soured on private water over a series of rate hikes in recent years.
Walking Ojai's oak-shaded streets, you pass yard sign after yard sign emblazoned with the slogan, Stop the Golden State Water Ripoff. Golden State is Ojai's for-profit water company. Residents say they pay more than twice what people in neighboring communities pay for their water. Most of this affluent mountain enclave just east of Ventura remains well-manicured. But Richard Hages says in some neighborhoods, the financial strain is starting to show as people stop watering their yards.
It's house after house. It looks like it's been abandoned. You know.
And they're trying to conserve water in every way they can, and it doesn't work.
Hages is a leader in the campaign to take over Golden State's franchise. Ojai residents will vote today on Measure V. It would authorize a special property tax to fund up to $60 million in bonds to pay for a buyout by the neighboring Casitas Municipal Water District. Attorney Ryan Blatt serves with Hages on the campaign committee Friends of Locally Owned Water.
This is a good tax because at the end of the day, it's a tax that saves us money.
Blatt says right now, switching to Casitas would save Ojai ratepayers a little more than $3 million annually. But he also expects rates won't rise as fast under Casitas. Blatt says over the past two decades, Golden State has raised water rates by an average of 8% a year, more than double the annual rate increases for Casitas' customers.
Our water rates are reflective of what it costs to provide water service.
Patrick Scanlon is vice president for operations at Golden State. He says bond measure organizers are offering a false promise.
Measure V, of course, includes higher property taxes for years without anything that guarantees lower water rates.
Historically, water systems have shifted between private and public ownership. based on who had the capital to build and maintain pipelines and pumping stations. Tony Arnold is an expert in water privatization at the University of Louisville. He says the 1980s and 90s brought a wave of corporate purchases across the country as cities tried to cut costs. But Arnold says some companies have had a hard time balancing service requirements and profit, and public services don't have to answer to investors.
That gives the public sector operators more opportunity to offer services without further increasing the rates or maybe doing it more gradually.
The Ojai activists aren't alone in wanting to ditch private water suppliers. 5 years ago, residents in rural Felton approved the bond-funded purchase of their water system from the private California American Water Company. In May, a citizens group on the Monterey Peninsula launched a campaign to purchase the private water system there. And in Claremont, activists dissatisfied with Golden State are monitoring events in Ojai. According to a report by Food and Water Watch, between 2007 and 2011, the number of Americans served by private water companies fell by 16%.
You'll be voting at the polls? Excellent. All right. And you'll be supporting us?
Back in Ojai, Helen Conley's working the phones for Friends of Locally Owned Water. The measure imposing a new tax needs a two-thirds majority to pass. Campaign organizer Pat McPherson hopes his neighbors share the outrage he feels every time he waters his yard.
They can't say it's better managed. They can't say that they're more responsive to their customers than Casitas will be. They cannot say that they're going to alleviate the prices that we're paying.
Financial disclosure forms show residents and local businesses are chipping into the bond campaign. The only cash contributor so far to the opposition is Golden State. Resident Paul Taleco says it doesn't require a big budget advertising campaign to make him question the buyout plan.
I'm not prepared, and I know a lot of people in my neighborhood are not prepared to put liens on their property for that length of time without any guarantees.
Organizers of the plan to take over the water system say internal polls show they have the votes they need. Still, they're not taking any chances. They're planning an intensive get-out-the-vote drive until polls close tonight. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Ojai.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 27th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.